Hi, friends. This is Sashir. Do you ever say to yourself, I love hearing Nicole and Sashir talk to each other each week, but I'm dying for more content? Well, you're in luck. I'm coming out with a new stand-up special where I'll be talking uninterrupted for an hour. This is the first special I've produced, and I'm so excited for you to see it. If you want to contribute, it'll be available on the 800-pound gorilla website and a pay-what-you-can model starting August 15th, and then it'll be free on YouTube starting August 29th. Thanks again for supporting me, Nicole, and our show, but mostly me. Thank you so much.
Hello, Sashir.
Hi, Nicole.
Guess what time it is?
4:30.
No, well, for me, it's 3:26, but it's time to play besting each other.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. Yes, it's time
to play besting each other. And do you want to know who I found personally today?
Who did you find personally?
I found personally best friends Punky Johnson and Dicey Douglas to be on the show.
Oh, I know Punky from SNL and all the stand-up that she does.
And I know Dicey personally from stand-up and writing, and she's a celebrity nail artist.
They have a podcast called Love Thang, and together they give their best and highly unqualified relationship advice.
They also are doing stand-up, so catch them in a city near you, and the Childish and Petty Tour. And new episodes of Love Thang, they premiere exclusively on Sirius XM on Kevin Hart's Laugh Out Loud Radio, channel 96. It airs Monday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to start with Dicey.
Okay, so we have split up the friends, and we have Dicey here to talk about her friendship with Punky and to see if you two really are best friends.
Yeah. If you get anything wrong, you got to end your friendship. Sorry, we don't make up the rules.
Yeah, it's high stakes on this show.
Very high stakes. First question, how did you two meet?
So we met, me and Punky met at the Comedy Store probably like 12 years ago. I don't think this particular time that I noticed her, or I don't think she knew who I was, but I was completely appalled by her behavior. she used to be a server, and she everybody knows she's going to cuss you out, but she's going to give you like a nice ass pour on your drink. They call it Punky Pour still to this day at the Comedy Store, because she would pour like half of a bottle into into your cup. But anyway, she was coming through. It was an open mic. It's called Potluck. And she was walking through with a tray. And she had really long locks. Them SNL made her cut them shorter, but they were like all the way down to her butt. And she swung her locks into somebody's drink. And the woman was like, oh, excuse me. Your hair was in my drink. And she turned out, she said, I don't give a fuck. She said, I don't give a fuck. And then the woman was like, oh, yeah, sure. Okay, I'm just going to drink this drink that your hair just, you know. And I was appalled. And I was like, I'm just going to steer clear of this bitch as long as possible. Like, who is she? She is the rudest person. So then fast forward to maybe like 6 months later, we were both hosting at this open mic called Marty's. And shout out to Marty's. Like, it was basically a joke gym. You just go work stuff out there. And then we just instantly clicked, and I just had to have her in my life. Like, it was just the strangest obsession I had with her after that. So that's kind of how we met.
I love that.
I like it too. I like that you were like, I'm going to stay away from this person. And then you were like, I got to be near this person.
Yes.
Fear into love. I like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Next question is, what's your favorite memory of traveling together?
Oh my gosh. You know what? I've traveled with her more than anybody in life. And what's my favorite? I just think my favorite is all the time, because we just act so stupid. And we love to mess with hotel staff everywhere. I think that's probably just my favorite thing that we do together, is just like, come in after our shows, because we do both do stand-up, obviously. So after our shows, she has the speaker on, and we walk through the hotel like at 2 a.m, super loud and drunk. And that's probably my favorite memory. That's my favorite thing we do together, traveling.
Do you have a favorite location that you've been to together?
Maybe Milwaukee or Phoenix.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. We loved Milwaukee. So it was
because of the crowds or not the actual city?
The city, the cheese curds, the food, the beer, the everything. It was just great. It was so fun. So, and Phoenix, we just had really, really good shows in Phoenix. And Chicago. Chicago was another place where we, okay, so Chicago, this was way before she was famous. And she was like, bitch, I found us a Airbnb. It was like six comics. She was like, I found us an Airbnb. It's only going to be $50 a piece per night. And we got there and it was cot. And she kept falling out of her cot all night long. She was falling out of this cot and like waking me up. And we were in Candyman's neighborhood. I don't know if y'all know Candyman, but one of my friends, a friend of I have in Chicago, he was like, send me the address where y'all are. I'm gonna come pick y'all up. And I sent him the address. He was like, no, send me the address to where y'all really are. I was like, no, this is where we really are, because he couldn't believe the hood that this bitch booked our Airbnb in. But we had so much fun in Chicago. So those are the three places. Chicago is probably the funnest. Honestly,
I do love Chicago, the windy city, also the ice cold city and the hottest city in the summer. Damn. What is your favorite thing about Punky?
My favorite thing about Punky is her fearlessness, I think, you know, like just growing up gay and not being accepted by parts of her family, and also how she handles her business and how seriously she takes her career. And she's just so like on it. That's what I admire the most about her. I don't like lots of things about her, but that's one of the things that I love about her.
I don't really like her, but here's one thing.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. So if you had to guess, what do you think Punky's favorite thing is about you?
I would say that I'm loyal, and that I don't take anything personally. Like we can, I don't really hang out that much my really good friends are always gay for some reason, and I'm super straight, but gay women they're not competitive. And I'm very raw, and I just say whatever I want to say. And we both do that to each other. And I just think the way we can talk to each other freely and just cuss each other out all day. I think that's probably what she would say she likes the most about me. And I'm just a loyal person too. Mm-hmm. Like if I don't fuck with somebody, she don't fuck with them. And that's just how it is. And vice versa, you know? So.
Okay.
That's important.
It is important.
Yeah. You got to hate the same people.
You absolutely do. If you can't hate on the same people, what is a friendship? If you can't talk shit about people together, what are we all doing?
Exactly.
What is something that you do that drives Punky crazy?
I lose stuff a lot. and I'm kind of irresponsible and dumb, you know, but I'm so smart, but I'm so stupid at the same time.
Give us an example of that. How have you been irresponsible?
Well, I lose something in every city. I lose my phone. I lose my purse. I lock myself out of hotel rooms a lot. I'm very clumsy. I'm always falling. I'm always running into trees or just, you know.
Trees.
Yes.
Trees.
Those are big.
You just going places, not looking for the trees. Just zoom, zoom, and tree.
Mm-hmm. Not seeing the forest through the trees.
Yes.
Okay. What is something that Punky does that drives you crazy?
She eats onions on everything. And her breath always smells like onions, no matter what. She will light a whole car up because this bitch, she is, you know, she's from New Orleans. So it's onions and garlic, and she orders all her seasonings from New Orleans. You know, one time she was like, I was at her when she stayed in Manhattan. She was like, bitch, it's going to be a package that comes. So go down there and get the package. And it was like a long, like a super long box because she had ordered French bread from New Orleans. Like, when I'm telling you, like the length of a couch, okay? But she just eats. I can't stand that she puts onions in every single thing. Raw, cooked, no, it doesn't matter. Like, it's going to be a whole onion in whatever it is. So...
That's so funny. Just onions yeah. everywhere.
Yeah.
Give me an onion.
Yes.
Have you told her that you didn't like the smell? Yeah, have you told
her? I mean, she knows. She knows how I feel. And my mom is actually a master gardener, so she grows. We probably, in her garden this year, she probably had like 500 or 600 onions. And so I brought Punky. I bring her every year, every onion harvest, I bring her a bunch of onions. And... you know, and they're so fresh and so good. And, you know, but I have definitely told her how I feel about. Yeah, she knows how I feel.
Do you ever feel like you're giving her hundreds of messages? Yeah.
Yes.
You bring her onions and you don't like that she smells like onions.
After a while, this is on you.
I know, but I just know she loves them. You know what I mean? And so so I wasn't supposed to be staying with her all summer. I had another place here. That kind of, whatever, that's a whole nother story. But usually I'm just giving her the onions to have, and then I'm going about my business. You know what I mean? So I don't have to smell them on her.
Oh, I see. Now you're in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Living with her, seeing it 24/7.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which one of you would do better on the television show Survivor?
Definitely me. She is such a, like, she's so prissy. Y'all have no idea how she really is. Like, she's OCD. She's super, like, I mean, the other day, we had some wine, and it was in her backpack. And so since she had already taken a shower and been on the train, or been off the train, basically she doesn't touch anything that has already been on the train with her after she takes a shower. So she's so OCD that she made me go all the way to her backpack. I had to dig through there to get the stuff out that I wanted. And I don't see how she would survive in the wilderness. Like, I'm a country girl. I grew up with horses and cows on farms, like ranches and all kind of stuff. I could definitely survive. She would not. No.
Okay. Unless there's trees out there, then the trees can probably get you. What do you hope you're both doing in 20 years?
In 20 years, I hope we're like the Golden Girls. I hope we have like wicker furniture, you know what I mean? Like with flowers on it. Mm-hmm. And like, I hope we're vacationing together with our kids. I don't know. That's kind of what I hope in 20 years, that we're still cussing each other out. And I hope we're both still here in 20 years.
I think you will be. 20 years is going to come real quick.
Because I'm telling you, 20 years goes by I can't believe how fast 20 years goes by. It's crazy.
Yeah, I can't believe how old I am.
Me either. How old I am. Like,
it's wild.
I don't know where this time has gone. But this rock star lifestyle we live, you know, hopefully we'll be here in 20 years. And, you know, that's why I'm drinking wine instead of tequila today.
That's why.
I love it. Just a light wine instead of some tequila. Mm-hmm. Just an easy breezy summer day.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Okay, great. So now we are going to bring Punky in, ask some questions about your friendship, and see how close you are to each other.
Yeah. And we're going to compare and contrast later. And we're really going to see, is this friendship good?
We're going to peel back the layers of the friendship.
Yes. And see like how an deep onion. That onion goes.
Cannot wait.
Okay, Punky, we're going to begin. We're going to find out how well you know Dicey. Okay, Ooh. First question. Simple one. How did you two meet?
Well, we met twice because the first time we met, didn't know we was meeting. She just saw me interact with somebody at the comedy store and she was like, ugh, I don't like her. And then the second time where we actually knew we was meeting was at Marty's open mic comedy little spot.
Do you remember why she didn't want to be near you or be your friend at first?
Because she said I was mean to a customer because my dread tag got in somebody's hair. And I was like, I don't care. But that's not the case. That's not the case.
What's your side of the story, Punky?
My side of the story is, you see how long my hair is. Move your drink out the way when I'm coming. And you wanted a dirty martini, and that's what you got.
It's like extra flavoring in here. Okay.
This is a little earthy.
And then the second time you guys met, who approached who, or like how did you actually meet each other?
Oh Lord, I don't remember. I think somebody was on stage. Either I was on stage or she was on stage. And then I don't remember. Mm-hmm. That was too long ago. It was 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Fair. 12 years Fair. Is a very long time.
This is true.
That's right. My dog.
What is your favorite memory of traveling together?
I don't have a favorite memory of traveling with Dicey. Dicey loses everything. Dicey loses everything. She's losing her purse. She's losing her phone. She's losing her bag. Every single time we go anywhere, we got to stop what we're doing and we got to help her find it. I think the most memorable loss was Chicago when she left her bag or her purse in the produce section of the grocery store. She didn't, and conveniently, she didn't know until a check came out at the restaurant we was at. She was like, oh, can't find my, oh no. I almost think she left it under that melon on purpose so we could take care of the tab. Had us looking everywhere. We looked under the benches. We looked in the bathrooms. We walked around the whole pizza joint. We went to CVS. We literally backtracked to every place we went. And then, and now how you knew to go under that melon to find the purse?
So wait, how long had it been since it was missing? Like hours?
It was missing for hours.
And it was still under that melon?
It was missing literally at least for 3 hours.
Wow. That is very funny.
And annoying.
It is funny. What would you say your favorite thing is about Dicey?
Oh, God, I don't know. Dicey has, she knows when to pull me away because I be getting in trouble. Mm-hmm. So she knows how to be the adult when it's time for me to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. when we go on the road, I start getting in trouble. I start drinking. I start mixing up with the people. You know, I be giving fans my number, email, telling them I'm gonna hang out, just really bonding with the people. And she'd be like, no, 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 we're done. We're done. No, 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 no. Let's go. We're done. So she's really, really good at facilitating the way I do business because I don't do business very well.
Okay.
That's important. That's very important to have.
I want to be everybody's friend.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, need someone to say, this is not our friend. We don't know this person.
We're done.
We can go home.
We don't know them.
Yes. Yes.
If you had to guess, what do you think Dicey's favorite thing is about you?
Fun. All right. I don't care what nobody say. I'm fun. I every time we go out, I take care of everybody. I treat everybody. I am fun. I make sure I am, you know what? Maybe not these words, but I am very hospitable. Mm-hmm. I make sure my people are taken care of. I make sure the food is right. The everybody's comfortable. I make sure things get done. You know what I'm saying? So she's going to always become, oh, I'm the leader. So she knows how to facilitate my business, and I'm the leader. Like, she's dumb in the airport. So I'm like, no, we're going to go this way. She's dumb. When she's with me, she knows she doesn't have to think because I'm going to navigate us through everything. And when I start drinking and being all in a crowd with the people, she knows when to pull me away. So it's a really great give and take relationship.
Yeah.
One time I got a little toe down and she said, all right, well, you look all right. I'm gonna go ahead and go. And the next day I called, I said, you can never leave me again. You can never leave me again. Cause I got in so much trouble that night because I didn't have nobody to pull me away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I said, I don't care, Dicey. You can't, I don't care how fine I look. I'm not fine. So don't do that.
I mean, that's good to have a friend who can pull you back from the ledge and say, hey, we got to go home. I can probably guess, but what is what's something that you do that drives Dicey crazy?
Oh, I have an anger problem.
Mm-hmm.
I always got something to say. Always. And I'm always talking mad shit. So I guess I don't know when to keep my mouth closed. I know for a fact that gets on her. You know what? I think it might be my OCD. I have an OCD issue. Like the other day, we had just got off the train. I went inside. I took a shower. And he said, can you get me that water out of your bag? And I said, I just took a shower. That bag was in the train. I'm not touching the bag. If you want the water out the bag, you go get it yourself. I'm like all late. I'm very, very like everything got to be faced a certain way in the house. You know what she did the other day that pissed me off? She left. I used the pink Himalayan salt where you got to. She left like three pebbles in it. Scared me. And I was like, if you ever do this again, I'm going to break your fingers. Do not ever leave this much of seasoning in my cabinet ever again.
Yeah, just oversalt whatever you're salting. Just like finish it off.
Or put it in the room. I put it under the bathroom cabinet. I don't care where you put it. Just out my sight.
Yeah, because you can't season nothing with three little pebbles of salt.
No. What are you doing?
Do you ever Lysol your bag when you come back from the train?
No, I just keep it on the floor. But I Lysol my, immediately when I get inside, I wash my hands and Lysol my phone.
Oh, okay.
But what if you mess around your wallet or something inside your bag?
I'm never going to need it.
Just never gonna need it.
You just live in a way that you're never ever ever gonna leave it. Everything autofills on the computer, everything autofills on the phone. You just don't need it.
And I carry, you know, and I got pockets. You know, I don't carry purse. I don't, you know, pockets all day.
No, I get you. The outside is dirty.
The outside is dirty.
Yeah, I don't like if you rode on the train, you can't sit on a couch. I'm gonna give you a pair of shorts or I'm gonna put a little sheet over the couch. No train ass can go on my sofa. I put my face in that sofa, you know.
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
So
that's
I'm
like
really
when
weird.
People take a flight and then want to like sleep immediately after the flight and not take a shower. And I'm like, planes are dirty. You were with all those people. Get in the shower.
Whenever I get off, you know, any 9 times out of 10, I wash my hair. You know what I'm saying? Now, when I'm on a train, 9 times out of 10, I got a hat on and my hair is tucked in my shirt. So it don't touch the train. But if I get off a plane or Amtrak where I'm kind of like chilling and sleeping, I wash my hair.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it. It's dirty out there.
Well, because our beds are dirty. Like, a lot of people don't know, but our beds are one of the dirtiest places that we sleep, that we are in. Because number one, we shed when we sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, our hair is all over the place throughout the day. So if we don't wash our hair when we get in, whatever our hair has pulled from the wind, from any area, is going into our pillowcase.
And that's why I wear a bonnet. It has nothing to do with protecting my hair. I said, keep the outside away.
It's for all the pollutants. Just trap it inside the bonnet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of really that does anything annoy you about yourself? Because that honestly annoys me about myself. Mm. I'm very annoyed that I'm like that. It really gets on my nerves. Yeah.
I'm like dicey. I lose a lot of stuff and I'm late to things and I get so disappointed in myself when I lose something and I'm like, but it was just in my, or like I'll have sunglasses on my head or my glasses on my head and I will look around my house for my glasses that are on my person. And when I finally figure it out, I'm almost near tears because I'm like, you idiot.
Are you going to look in the mirror? Are you going to look in the mirror and be like...
Yeah, or I'm looking for my phone and it's in my hand, or I'm on the phone being like, I lost my phone, and then the person will wait a while before they're like, you're on your phone, and I'm like, oh no.
I overthink. I hate when I lose stuff. Yeah. Oh, you're overthinking.
I overthink. Yeah, I'll like, I don't know, analyze something I said 5 years ago and just like mull it over and be like, I should apologize. Or like, just like things that no one else is thinking about. And then when I like ask a question or realize what actually happened, then I'm like, oh, that was wasted energy. I didn't have to be stressed about that at all. That sucks. I just could have been like living my life just fine like that other person was.
Yeah, I tend to do that if I had just a little bit too much to drink at a party. The next day I'm overanalyzing and overthinking everything. I'd be like, oh, yes. God, what did I say? And why did I say that? So, but I've been slowing down with that because I hate feeling like that.
Me too.
Yeah. Same.
I remember when I saw you, Nicole, at the after party. The next day I was like,
which
oh,
after
God.
Party?
I was just like, it was some girl, one of these SNL after party. I think maybe Jack Holo was there that time.
Uh-huh. I think so.
And I was talking mad shit to you and you was talking mad shit to me. And I was just like, oh. I hope I didn't say that too crazy.
The next day, I was like, maybe I shouldn't have said that to Punky. But honestly, I stand by what I said to you, if you remember.
What?
I want to know. Oh. Tell me after.
Trust me. I'm pretty sure you know. I'm pretty sure y'all have had this conversation. So when we off the record, we'll definitely talk about it.
Okay, good.
Okay. What is? Oh, you. Yeah, it's your turn to ask.
Oh, okay. What is something that Dicey does that drives you crazy?
You've got probably already answered it.
Yeah, I think I said that one right because she's always she's always losing. Oh, you know what? Got another one for you. She's a vegetarian. Hate it. The other day she was fixing a sandwich. And I got so mad because I cursed her out. I cursed her out. I was like, I'm so sick of you damn vegan people using our meat eaters' words to describe your freaking food. Tomatoes, cucumber, and avocado between bread ain't no damn sandwich. Sandwiches require meat. So don't call it a sandwich. You had some toast and some veggies.
Yeah. That's appropriation, really. They're appropriating our culture.
Thank you. I don't like that one bit. I was so angry. She was like, I'm about to fix me a good old sandwich. I turned around, ain't nothing on that shit but rabbit food.
Okay, which one of you would do better on the CBS television series Survivor?
Yay. You can't survive if you keep losing stuff and you don't have no sense of direction. She's sitting up there. Oh, we gotta climb a mountain. Now we did. Now the last place I'm telling you, I had it on me the whole time. No, you didn't.
It's under the melons.
She's under the melons. She just lost her cell phone the other day, right before she went on. They called her name to the stage. Look at her. Okay. My phone in one of the bathrooms. I put it on the shelf somewhere. And then so we found her phone. Then she get off the stage and said, and you know, as soon as I put that phone down, I knew I was gonna leave it, but I told myself I wasn't gonna do it this time. And I ended up doing it. I was just like, just shut up and get out of my face.
It's good that you guys have each other.
Yes.
Truly.
Yes. I identify with Dicey so much. I have put things down being like, this time I'm going to remember to pick it up. And then 20 minutes later, I'm like, oh boy, it's gone forever. I lost a whole wig the other day. I don't know where I put it. It was on my head and then it wasn't. And then it went into the universe. I have no idea where I put it.
Whoa.
Lord.
It's just out there. Your wig out there somewhere wigging, waiting for you somewhere. To find it. And then when you find it, you're going to be like, you know what?
How?
Where you put your wig? Exactly where I left it. You know, like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Exactly where I put them when I take them off.
One time, Nicole put her phone on top of the car and then got in the car. And then we were driving down the street and she saw the phone fly behind us. And she goes, oh, there goes my phone. And I was like, pull over.
The Let's thought go never get occurred it. To me. I saw it and I said, well, I guess I don't have a phone anymore.
That's that. That's the end of that. I don't have a phone.
Oh, what you gonna do
I'm a phoneless
that?
Person.
What you gonna do after that? What can you
we
do?
We did get it back.
We did get it back.
I mean,
if
the
I was
reason
alone,
why
I would have continued home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the reason why I know I got to go back and get my phone, even though I know it's crushed, is because they got some stuff in this phone. Okay. Like nothing illegal. Just they just got stuff.
Just personal
a spicy.
Stuff.
Very, 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 very spicy.
Okay, last question. What do you hope you're both doing 20 years from now?
Well, two things, honestly. Number one, I hope we still get this money. You know, I hope to be on the road with her. But as long as we got breath in our bodies, it's about to be a long answer. We're trying to start our charity check-in, so I hope we're still doing that, where we take care of comedians, and especially if they have mental health issues, give them a place to live for a couple of months. We're going to facilitate them. So you come in here, you get your life together. We do as much as we can for them for 4 to 6 months, move them out, get the next comedians in. So hopefully our charity will be active. And be on the road, but both of us be doing ours instead of she featuring. Mm-hmm. We'll be on equal platforms. And honestly, vacationing and going all over this world.
I love
I
that.
Like that. That's nice.
That's my dog. That's my dog.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful. I like your relationship. It's fun.
It's definitely one of those relationships where the love comes from verbal abuse. You know, it's just like, and to make each other mad is when we start being nice. Like if I text her and be like, morning queen, she'd be like, if you ever talk to me like that again, I'm gonna punch you in the face. She rather, hey, you dumb bitch. You know, like that is more of our, and I think that's good too, because I don't know how to really explain it, but we, you know, like I have a girlfriend and she have guys, and we don't want the guy to think I'm coming on to her, and I don't want my old lady to think it, because we are strictly just friends. We have a very different type of relationship that can make any partner that you with jealous, because she's just like, you know, we just know each other like books, you know what I'm saying? I think. And the way we converse is very, you be like, damn, y'all seem like sisters or twins. It's like, I could finish her sentences, she could finish mine. So it could definitely make your partner think like, y'all got something going on. So that's why I'm also happy that we have that type of relationship where we just look like we're fighting all the time, but we'll be fighting. Mm-hmm. That's just how we talk to each other.
Yeah.
I like it. It's more like siblings.
Yeah,
like
you go.
Romantic or anything.
Yeah. So that's my
okay. goal. Well, now I need to compare your answers to see if you're actually friends.
Yes. So we're going to bring Dicey back in.
How close you got?
Y'all better stop. Listen, I'm telling you right now, she better have every answer right or I'm going to slap. But not me.
Yeah, it's her fault.
Yeah, it's her fault. You're fine. we're in the arena with Punky and Dicey, and we're gonna figure out if they're actually friends. We asked, how did you two meet? Dicey said they met at the Comedy Store 12 years ago, and she was appalled by her behavior. As a server, Punky would give people the Punky Pour, which was like half a bottle and one drink. And she accidentally swung her locks into someone's drink, and the person let her know, and Punky said, I don't give a fuck. And Dicey was appalled. She said, uh-uh. Fast forward to 6 months later, they hosted an open mic, and they instantly clicked. Punky said, well, we met twice. First time she saw me interact with someone at the Comedy Store. She said I was mean to someone because my dreads hit her drink. And Punky said, if you see me come and move your drink out the way, you see these locks? Second time was at Marty's open mic and someone was on stage, but she doesn't remember who exactly. So ding, ding, check mark. Friends.
Yeah, that one's good. Okay, then we ask, what's your favorite memory of traveling together? Dicey said, I travel with her more than anyone in life. And she loves acting stupid and messing with the hotel staff with each other. And after the show, they walk through the hotel with a mic and they talk loudly. Dicey's favorite location was Milwaukee and Phoenix. And she loved the cheese curds and the shows. And, oh, and then in Chicago, they found an Airbnb. They were sleeping on cots, and Punky kept falling out of the cots. And they were staying in Candyman's neighborhood, which is scary. And then Punky said, I don't have a favorite memory of traveling with Dicey. She loses everything. Her purse, her bag. And then she said, well, my most memorable moment was Chicago. She left her purse at the grocery store in the produce department, and it was conveniently gone when we had to pay the bill when we were eating. And then it was missing for hours, and they went back and found it underneath a melon.
Dicey. Dicey's just nodding her head. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes, that was me.
So you both did mention Chicago. Uh-huh. So that matches up.
Yeah, so friends. We asked, what's your favorite thing about your friend? Dicey said, Dicey's favorite thing about Punky is her fearlessness. Fearlessnessness. Fearlessnessness? She fearless.
Fearlessness. Just
growing up gay and not being accepted by her family, also her savvy business views. She handles her business. Punky said, I don't know. She knows when to pull Punky away. Punky gets in trouble a lot, and Dicey knows when to be an adult when they're on the road. Dicey's good at facilitating how she does her business, and Punky wants to be everyone's friend, and Dicey's like, no, this can't be. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Dicey takes care of things on the road. She takes care of everything. Like, I'll get you where you need to go. I'll make sure you don't lose your stuff. But as far as, like, the business, Dicey takes, she takes care of all of it.
It's a symbiotic relationship. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A yin and a yang, if you will.
Mm-hmm. We asked, what's your friend's favorite thing about you? Dicey said that I'm loyal and she doesn't take anything personally. Likes that they can cuss at each other all day and they don't give a fuck and they don't fuck with the same people. And then Punky said that she is fun. She treats everyone very hospitable. She makes sure that her people are taken care of and they're comfortable. Punky is the leader, so she helps navigate Dicey. Dicey is dumb, and she gets lost in the airport. So she helps her navigate. But it is a great give and take because Dicey knows when to pull Punky away. Dicey is very good at pulling Punky away from the ledge.
We asked, what's something you do that drives your friend crazy? Dicey said she loses things a lot and that she's very smart but very stupid all at the same time. Very irresponsible. Loses things in every city they go to. She's clumsy. She runs into trees. Punky said, Punky said she has an anger problem. Always talking mad shit. Never knows when to keep her mouth closed. Also, she has OCD. And was mad that Dicey once left three pebbles of pink salt, pink Himalayan salt, And when Punky comes to her house, she washes her hands. She Lysols her phone. If you ride on the train, you can't sit on the couch. No train ass on her couch.
Mm-hmm. Did you take that salt off the cabinet or is it still there?
It's on the counter now.
If I come back up in there on Sunday and they got salt, with a salt bottle because ain't no more salt up in there.
Dicey, throw it away.
Just three throw it apples. Away. Get it out of there.
It's some left in there.
This she gonna tell me because I told her that I had it for a year. Then she gonna tell me it was if you had it for a year, it was almost gone anyway. I'm like, no.
I put salt on everything.
I had a good month. That lets you know how much I barely use salt if it's been in there for a year. And now all of a sudden it's on three pebbles.
Whatever.
All right. We asked, what's something your friend does that drives you crazy? Dicey says, Punky eating onions. She eats onions on everything, and her breath will smell like onions all the time. Punky is from New Orleans, so garlic and onion is all in the food. She puts onions in everything. And every onion harvest, Dicey's mom will bring onions from the garden, and she brings onions to Punky. And we asked, did you tell Punky how you felt? And she said she knows. And then Punky said, she's always losing things. Also, she is vegetarian, and she hates that. The other day, she was fixing a quote-unquote sandwich, and she cussed her out. She said, don't use words that meat eaters use. You're vegetarian. Don't call it a sandwich if it's not meat.
You should have saw her up in the kitchen, girl. These cucumbers on this bread about to be good. When the hell cucumbers and bread was a good combination? Hell no.
We asked, which of you would do better on Survivor? Dicey said, definitely me. I would do better on this show. Punky's so prissy and OCD and touch things from outside. When she enters the house, she's got a shower. And Dicey grew up in the country so she could handle it. And Punky was like, me. You can't survive if you lose things and have no sense of direction. She lost her phone when she was about to get on stage the other day. She left it in the bathroom. She put it down. She said, I'm not going to lose my phone today. And then she lost it anyway.
I sure did.
Oh, wait. Not to mention when she lost her phone in Vegas and told the man stole her phone. I know you stole my phone. You stole my phone. I know I left it right here. I left it right here.
He looked guilty.
Girl, you need to go sing Woman in the Mirror because it was all you.
Wait, I do want to backtrack for a minute. I do want to ask Punky, how many onions do you eat like in a week?
Oh, Lord, I probably eat an onion a day.
Oh,
an onion a day?
One whole onion a day?
Well, it depends. It could be two, because sometimes I'll put a whole onion. Once I read that onion was good for your heart, I don't know. I just was like, So I cut up.
There's also vitamins.
Well, also, you know, you pee. I don't know. Listen, read something, and I just ran with it. All right. So I chop my onion up, and I put it in my food, my spaghetti sauce, my shrimp pasta, jambalaya, whatever I'm cooking. Always use a whole onion. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes as a midnight snack, I'll throw some onions in the pot and saute them and eat them as sauteed onion rings with some ketchup.
Whoa.
So it just depends on. Onions. Yeah. I love them. And the taste of them are really, really good, too. I mean, my breath. Ugh. But I'd be full and I'd be
But
happy.
That heart.
That heart is strong.
Lion heart.
You got a black ass heart. All of that.
I am. You just told me the other day, Punky, you're so cool. You're so hospitable. When people tell you they don't like you, I just don't understand how people just gotta get to know you, Punky, because you're so dope.
You are alive.
Dicey.
Any such thing.
Everybody called you, and then the other day I told you how smoke because I had my suit and I didn't have my suit bag. And you had went got this crazy bag and I put my suit in it. And I was like, Daisy, I knew you was good for something.
Yeah, that's because I
know. You know, you one thing about Daisy, she might not have her navigation system on at all times. And she might lose things. But I'm telling you, she come through in a clutch. And that's like a basketball player. You can miss every shot in the game, man. You hit that final three at that buzzer and you take the championship. That's coming through in the clutch. Aww, let's go.
That's nice. That's very sweet.
I'm through in the clutch. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
All right, last question. We asked both of you, who would do better on the TV show? Wait, did we already do this or no?
Yeah, y'all did that one.
We did Survivor.
Oh, we did do that. Oh, sorry. I had to scroll down. The last actual question is, what do you hope you're both doing in 20 years? Dicey said, I hope we're like the Golden Girls. I hope we have wicker furniture and we're vacationing with their kids. I hope that we are still cussing each other out and that we'll even be here 20 years from now. I hope this rock star lifestyle of ours doesn't wear us down. And then Punky said two things. One, I hope we are still getting this money. And I hope that we are still on the road as long as we both have breath in our body. I hope that our charity supporting other comics is up and running and still going. I hope that we're both doing our own shows. We're both headlining and we're both vacationing together. And it's a beautiful relationship where the love comes from verbal abuse.
Oh, we both want a vacation together forever. Look at that.
Yeah. I don't mind.
We have a good time traveling.
Well, because I feel like it should come to a point where we both run in hours. Or you know, I think 2 hours is a long time for an audience to sit down. But if we both could start running like 40 minutes, 35 minutes a piece, and like really, really do our Childish and Petty tour on equally, I think that'll be, you know what I'm saying? I think eventually we should get into that and start doing it.
I love that.
I like it too. Honestly, you guys are friends. Your friendship can continue.
Yes, you passed the test.
Yes.
It's like our answers was different, but they was the same. Like it was,
yes.
It was
same energy.
Yeah, yes. It's on some weird stuff. It's on some weird stuff.
Yeah. I love your dynamic together. And can you tell me about your podcast, Love Thang?
So the way the podcast came about is my managers, they like, you could talk. I love to talk, obviously. I'll talk your head off. I'll go past time. You're like, fuck it, we're done. So they're like, you know, you should do a podcast. I'm like, all right, I'm going to talk about love. Since I was married in a relationship for 20 years, I did it all wrong. So, of course, I could tell somebody how to do it right. So they say, type something up. So Dice is very good at translating how I feel. You know, like, if I go in a meeting, I need Dice to come too. Because I'm going to say something. And then the people going to be looking at me like, and then Dice is going to say, well, what she mean is. So I sent her the document. And I was like, bitch, I need you to fix this, make it make sense to the people. And she did it. She put together a whole deck, sent it in, and it just got started like that. So we on that. We talk about love. And Dicey also, 15, 20 years of relationship. So we both did it the wrong way. So we feel like we could tell people a lot. We might not be able to tell you what to do right, but we could tell you a whole lot of what you could do wrong and which way not to go.
Yeah.
So sometimes you ain't got to know what you want. Sometimes you just got to know what you don't want to get to what you do want. And it could work like that. It could work either way.
And I will say that on this podcast, people thought that Punky was going to be like the most ignorant bitch. But it turns out that I am.
People are like, dang, wait, Punky the more reasonable one. I've been telling you, Dicey. I've been telling you. It's all gonna come
whatever.
Out. It's all gonna come out. And I'm the one that makes the most sense.
It's only because you're in a happy relationship right now. That's the only reason why I seem like the one that's not that sensible. Because if this was a couple years ago, she would definitely be the ignorant one on this shit.
Well, you know what? I'm about to go ruin my relationship so I can be an ignorant bitch.
I don't think it's worth it. No, it's not worth it. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Time to be a dog.
I also heard that you guys married somebody at one of your shows.
Yeah, that was super, super fun. We went out to Vegas for Heartbeat Weekend, and Dicey just was like, if we're going to Vegas, why don't we make the podcast an officiant? So why don't you marry somebody? She's like, let's just do it. So we pitched it to the producers, and it was like, we love it. We love it. It's freaking Vegas. Let's go. We'll hook it up. So we found two people to marry. They came out. They were actually two of our great comedic friends who actually coincidentally got engaged like 2 or 3 days before the announcement.
A couple weeks before.
So, and they was like, can y'all marry? And they came out, and we just, man, it was just so fun. It was so fun.
Aww.
That does sound fun. Like fun. I love that.
So yeah, much so that producers are like, Punky needs to marry a couple once a month.
That's a lot of pressure.
but we like to do it. Dicey, you need to get certified. We need to so we could both do it.
I do, because I think your dumb ass could pass the test. I for sure can pass it.
Dicey, that was very, very mean now. Come on. Queen. Don't do that, Queen.
Oh, don't start. Do not start. Don't start with that shit.
I'm a text you Grand Rising tomorrow. Don't and do ruin that. Your whole day.
When we're nice to each other, it ruins our entire day. Like, if I call her Queen, she's so mad. She's like, oh my God. Yeah. Grand Rising my ass, bitch. Whatever.
Well, thank you so much for doing this. Oh.
No, man. Like, seriously, thank y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because we everybody that's like opening their podcast doing stuff, we really appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Because we just getting started. So we listening to y'all and we learning from y'all. So we appreciate the format. Everybody's just so chill on podcasts. So it's kind of been helping me to kind of relax a little bit more and kind of take the tension off your back. Because it's like you're just really sitting up here, you're just being yourself. And people that love you going to love you. You know what I'm saying? So just let it flow.
Yeah,
I've been fans of both of y'all for a long time. I appreciate y'all having us on here. And I just love, you know, I love to see us doing our own things. And I can't wait to see what both of y'all have, you know, in the future. I love both of y'all so much. Been following y'all for years, so.
Oh, thank you.
That's very sweet. Thank you. Well, you two are hilarious.
Yeah, you two are so funny together.
Yeah.
And when you come to LA, I'm going to come to one of your shows. This sounds like fun. And I want to get Dicey run into a tree.
Oh, Lord. Good thing we caught it on tape.
It's on you. You filmed her running into a tree.
So we actually are starting a documentary. So the documentary is going to be like, you know how people do their comedy specials and they might have like specifically more especially like Kevin Hart, he'll do like a 20-minute movie or like a 20-minute documentary meeting his family. Well, we want to do like 4 to 5 episodes of leading to the special. But it's going to be all raw, real material. Nothing is scripted. Everything is you get it how it happens. It ain't going to be no setups, no nothing. So, and it's all a bumpy part of the road, too. It's not going to always be the good stuff. Like, they got a part on there where we are both just, like, crying. They got parts on there where we bombing. They got parts on there where we dealing with hecklers. We want to put all the filthy, dirty, raw stuff on there just as much as the good. Just so people could truly see it all.
Friends Audrey, who's now like one of our best friends, she's like in our friend group now, she's an amazing TV producer, and she's been following us around for almost 2 years now at all of our shows. And she comes to every city with us. She starts taping us from when we wake up in the morning until we go to bed at night. Like, she has literally 3 iPhones and 2 cameras, and she's like taping us the entire time everywhere we go, everywhere we do. So yeah,
for the past almost 2 years, everything we do is documented. So, you know, course we're gonna have to go through that because I know they got some shit on. I'm naked all the time. I mean,
yeah, don't compromise yourself.
Yeah, But I'm not worried about that. I get naked in front of people for a living. And you, you know that already. But it's just
get naked in front of people.
We're not anymore. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
quick changes.
I see. But she's like, what? She's like, you don't know my life.
I was like,
I don't do that.
I don't get naked. I don't tell
like,
people
come
that.
On, you're not swinging your titties for a living. People
are my OnlyFans now. I was like, I don't have that. Well, this has been very, very fun. Yes. Everybody listen to Love Thang with Punky and Dicey and their tour, Childish and Petty. Go see them. Thank you so much for doing this. This was a blast.
Thank you guys so much. And we appreciate y'all. And just thank you. It was a pleasure.
Sorry about it. We did not answer questions today. But if you want questions answered at a later date, you can email NicoleAndSashir@gmail.com or call, text, send a voice note, whatever you want, a voicemail, 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
If you're into literature, we have transcripts for our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That is the easiest way to support this show.
Well, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.